So it actually ties in. I was going to ask you a few of the questions and cases that were sent in from the audience. We had a case that was sent in anonymously during the meeting. 35-year-old with BRCA2 germline mutation, was ER positive, looks like probably HER2 negative, got neoadjuvant dose-dense ACT, bilateral mastectomy, had residual disease, what we were just talking about, with 0.7 centimeters of tumor and 3 positive macro nodes. Hmm. Again, you'd be thinking about capecitabine and no PARP inhibitor in a patient like that?
So for ER-positive disease, Neil, the CREATE-X trial did show the overall study was positive, both in ER-positive and ER-negative, putting the patients together in totality in the intent-to-treat population. And the point estimate in the ER-positive population was nowhere near as favorable as it was in the triple-negative population. So what I do, Neil, is first of all, I will say that in this young woman with an ER-positive breast cancer with macro metastasis left in her lymph nodes, there's no question I'm talking to her about comprehensive radiation therapy to all regional lymphatics and chest wall, as well as a BSO and AI. Clearly, the endocrine therapy is going to be the most important to her by far, and I think she really needs optimal endocrine therapy given the macro metastases and the results from the soft and text trial. What I do with regard to capecitabine, Neil, is given the CREATE-X data with a suggestion that some patients with ER-positive disease benefit, I fall back to the study that I did and published in the Clinical Cancer Research in 2016. We published our adjuvant trial of capecitabine. It was AC followed by docetaxel versus AC followed by docetaxel capecitabine. It was a negative trial overall because it was underpowered. We did central Ki-67. And the ER-positive patients who had a high proliferation on their breast cancer to start off with, over 20%, they benefited from adjuvant capecitabine. If they had indolent, slowly proliferative disease, they did not benefit from capecitabine. So if I would actually get a Ki-67 on her residual disease, if patient's Ki-67 is over 20%, that is a really ominous sign. We just saw that, Neil, at San Antonio in the POETIC trial where they utilized preoperative endocrine therapy. And if patients did not have suppression of their Ki-67 to less than 10% with preoperative endocrine therapy, they had a very poor outcome, basically. So I would favor capecitabine in someone that high risk. They did show also, Neil, that if somebody had a high Ki-67 over 10% and then got preoperative endocrine therapy and suppressed their Ki-67 even 2 weeks to lessen Ki-67, they had an excellent outcome. So I would not give that patient additional capecitabine. So in her, I would be looking at her Ki-67. I'd probably look at it, frankly, both in the lymph nodes and the small disease left in her breast. And if either had Ki-67 over 20%, I'd recommend capecitabine, or even 15%, I'd recommend capecitabine to her. But really, the most important thing for this woman will be optimizing her endocrine therapy.